You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 31.
Yes, attention all shoppers, we have Friday the 13th. It's not an unlucky day, it's a lucky day for you if it's the day you get your health back. And of course here at Nutra Medical, that's what we do all the time. Michelle, you have some announcements, go ahead.
Well, hey, another, my favorite day of the week, Friday, only because there isn't any work for me Saturday and Sunday. Hey Bill.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Well, we have lots of action, even though it's after the sale, and lots of calls and lots of orders this week, even though, as I said, it's after the sale. And I want to start off, Bill,
yeah,
with telling you to stop typing.
I had to type because I had sent a message to Tomas.
Okay. Are you done?
Yes, I am done.
So I want you to hear this. It's like, really, this is important.
This is good stuff, right?
Yeah, from Priscilla in Ohio. We're going to start off with you, Priscilla, right off the top, since it's so exciting. And I don't know if you remember that she had her implant surgery on her tooth. And do you remember the whole to-do about it? Like, she was going they wanted to do a cadaver, put cadaver in her, you know, for bone, and that was going to be like a couple $1,000s and everything else. And she, of course, is not only part of the NutriMedical family, but she is probably just right up there with the nurses and doctors, isn't she, Bill?
Right, exactly.
She went to NutriMedical University, for sure. Because every time I talk to her, I go, oh my gosh, you sound like Bill.
That's funny, isn't it?
She says, oh, I've been listening for years, like, I don't know, 12 years or more.
Right, exactly.
So the story is, Bill, is that you're going to look at me.
I am.
That's part of it, Priscilla. You know why he has to look
you
at
know,
me.
I had to do something there a second. It was something that was delayed.
Done?
I am, yeah.
Because I want you to hear this, okay?
Yeah, it was very good. I came into the room and I heard part of it.
Yeah, at the
and
end of it.
And she's a pretty knowledgeable lady, by the way, too.
That's what I just said, yeah. Hey, Priscilla, we got that down straight. She's also beautiful. She's my age and she's really, really beautiful. So it's just kind of, you know, she's just got everything going for her.
Obviously trying to take care of herself, too, right?
She's got it all, yeah, she does. So the story, of course, is that she didn't have to do the cadaver thing and everything, and she talked to Dr. Bill, and remember, you gave her a protocol,
right,
an extensive protocol. Well, this is where the protocols that are extensive, more than, you know, what I always ask for,
right,
three things, comes in handy for actually, you know, saving your tooth. Well, what she was doing was building bone.
Right.
And the products that, well, anyways, I should start off with this statement, Priscilla, which
right,
is, you started this off with when she called me, to say when they slit her open, you know, to get her, to get ready to put her implant in or whatever it is, a zirconian implant, to get ready for, you know.
You have to put the post in,
yeah.
Yeah.
And when the dentist cut her open, he said it was unbelievable, the amount of bone that she had generated, she made herself.
Right.
It was just packed with bone. In fact, they did x-rays and there was bone everywhere in all of her teeth.
Yeah, in other words, all of the neck or cavitations had been reversed.
And you know what she did? She wants me to tell you, I think I got this all straight,
Priscilla. Yeah, you want to go through a protocol very carefully, because it's very common, by the way. This is an extremely common health problem.
Okay. Hopefully I got it straight, Priscilla.
Uh-huh.
The red tear velvet, the bone generator, Power C, and remember she took the amount that Bill told her to take too. A full K2, micelle D3, oncomycin, with the lumen photon, and then she, for the antipathogenic, she had Nutridyne, and she loves the Nutri Defense, Bill.
Was she taking the red deer velvet, by the way, too?
Yes, I said red deer velvet first.
Right at the top, yeah.
Didn't I?
Yeah.
A Nutri Silver and Allicin Med. So, and she's on other of our supplements too, but this is the protocol and this is what worked for her. And oh my gosh, Priscilla, you're beautiful before. I guess now that your smile was already beautiful, but I guess maybe it's a tooth that was you couldn't see or something.
But you got to have your good bone there, and you want your own bone rather than cadaver bone in there, because your osteoblasts have to migrate into the cadaver and to kind of regenerate it. But here she made her own bone.
She made her own bone. They even had to shave extra bone.
Right.
That's
wow.
Just so cool.
That's amazing.
Well, Priscilla, my dear, I hope you have a great weekend.
Yeah, and by the way, we have our peptides on $15 cheaper. We recommend you take the vascular peptide with the regular peptide for twice a day for the first month, and then back it off to once a day each. And we also recommend oncomycin, mite red, deer velvet, and you need additional nutraceuticals. You do not need to have a consult to start with. You can just email me at nutramedical@drbilldeagle.com, and I will give you a starter protocol. If you don't get the expected result within, say, a month or two, we can do a formal consult and do more advanced testing and imaging and so on.
This morning I had a call from Cecil. Hi, Cecil, over there in Texas. And Cecil Bill ran out of his mega muscles a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
And he said that his muscles have been sore for a couple of weeks. So today I'm sending him out another one because he just kind of
his muscles want the amino acids to keep rebuilding.
And that's why?
Yeah. Yeah, I take Mega Muscles every day with my drink. It's got Keto Power, Mega Muscles, and Sports Energy Light.
And so that, is that what is in the Mega Muscles that
amino acids.
His body was lacking and made
yes,
it sore?
Yes, yeah. And your body gets used to it, your muscles get used to it, and if muscles say, hey, where's my amino acids? So yeah. That's what's going on, right? It's like a kid, you know, we spoil him with lots of desserts after dinner on certain days, and the kid says, where's dessert, Ma? And that's what your muscles are saying.
There you go.
Pretty funny, hey?
Yeah, it is. Bob, hey Bob, from Georgia. He had a bad fall, Bill, here a few months ago, and he fell on some bricks and cut his leg in a gash a foot by 6 inches.
Wow.
And they've done, so far, 60 skin grafts. He was telling me that he wanted me to ask you, did you know they use umbilical cord for the stem cells for that, for the grafts, or for the grafts, not for the stem cells, for the skin graft? Somehow they use the umbilical cord. Did you ever hear of that?
No. You mean the skin from the umbilical cord itself?
It must be. The skin.
They might actually take the umbilical cord skin,
yeah.
Just like they use a pig skin sometimes in burn units. I worked in the burn unit in Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Right down in his homeland there, Georgia.
Yeah, Georgia. Yeah. Actually, I acquired a Georgia accent for a while when I was living there.
You know, I don't think so.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, people say when I moved back after Georgia to Nova Scotia, they say, you sound like you're from the deep south, Deagle.
I don't know how that can
for a little
be.
While.
Look
I
at
had
Ken.
A few people.
Look at Ken over there. He's been there for years, and he's...
But
he's,
some people don't. I mean,
I
think I'm a language chameleon. I mean, if you immerse me in China, I'd probably within a few months be speaking with a Chinese accent, you know?
Yeah. You just absorb it.
Just like our son Matthew speaks, I think, 5 or 6 languages. It just goes with our, you know, I think I got a tendency toward picking up unusual sounds and languages.
Well, Bob has a tendency toward telling jokes, and he always tells me a joke. And remember back in the day, if you've been a listener and a member of our NutriMedical family for many, many moons,
right.
You'd remember I used to tell a joke, and, you know, people right. like Bob would send them to me. Well, he told me one today. You ready?
Right.
He says, did you hear about, he says, the cross-eyed, but I guess that's strabismus is the proper term.
Right, strabismus, yeah. Yeah.
Elementary school teacher who got fired. Did you hear about that, Bob?
No, I didn't.
She could not control her pupils. That's Bob. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I know, Bob is funny. But you know what? He's got such a great attitude. He'll get that leg fixed and everything because he's just always up, regardless of what happens to him, Bill.
Exactly.
Over the years, I've noticed. Kino, Bill, from New York, has a question for his girlfriend, Terry Ann. She is having problems with constipation. She's always constipated, and then she'll have to take some laxatives, and then it goes right back to constipated.
Well, I recommend a couple things. Firstly, you want
to... Is there a simple thing to do?
Yeah, colon cleanse to start with one morning and night.
Yes.
And then I would take IBS care 1-3 times a day.
Okay.
And if it doesn't clear it up, then we need to give you something to break the plaque off. I would start off with seropeptase, seroflazyme, probably 3 times a day, and to break up the adhesions between the plaque and the colon. I'd start off with that. All right?
Okay. Hey, Steve, our friend Steve over in Missouri, Bill.
Yeah.
He loves the Brain Mag, and he stopped it for 2 days. Maybe he ran out, too. I don't know.
Right.
Anyways, then he noticed that he was getting leg cramps at night. Coming back, he got his leg cramps come back when he stopped his Brain Mag. And he wanted me to ask you, what is it in the Brain Mag that stopped his leg cramps?
Well, it's magnesium, but it's L-threonate, so it crosses the blood-brain barrier, so it works on your brain as well as your periphery. Okay. And it's got magnesium 3 and 8. And 3 and 8 is also very calming to muscles and so on. So, for example, our GABA T2 has gamma-aminobutyric acid, taurine, which is very good for muscles and for your heart and your nervous system, and theanine. So that's why.
Sherry from Ohio, Bill. She wants me to tell everyone, don't go out there and buy from, you know, the corner store or online or something, your vitamin C. Get your Power C, because
right.
She went off of our vitamin C trying to get something less expensive, but ours isn't even expensive.
Right.
You know, it's 120 capsules,
right.
Like $34.95. But anyways, she was trying to get, you know, less, even less, right?
Save money, right?
And then her skin problems and all of her other stuff.
Well, we tell people...
Was coming back. What?
Yeah, first off, you might think you're going to save a buck or two by
right.
going online trying to find something that sounds like it. But,
right.
you know, I use this joke, and I have for several years with Ryan, who comes on the show talking about our Nutrimeds.
Mm-hmm.
I said, if these other supplements you buy just online without any advice or even knowing the quality of them were so useful, just cut out the label of the product and stick it on the sore body part.
Oh, gosh. I think I heard you say that
yeah,
before.
Yeah. You say, because, honestly, you want nutraceuticals that will be bioconvertible to jump the gene defect, biopersistent, so they stay around a long time, the highest quality absorption, and you want to make sure that they don't have any toxins in them or anything that adjuvants that may cause problems. So, for example, our Cell Defense Plus, I just put a study up a few days ago that showed in the head-to-head study it's superior to all non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. So Cell Defense Plus, if you've got inflamed joints, start off with Cell Defense Plus and Inflamax. Maybe use Seraflozyme. And if your joints are inflamed, use Arthritix, and then maybe add something for your joint fluid and a cartilage called a Collagen Max and Joint Performance. But start off simply with Cell Defense Plus and then maybe Inflamex.
Yes, but for arthritis, Bill, people, especially hand arthritis, is Cell Defense Plus with the
right.
Joint Performance. But I think, doesn't the Omega Supreme Pro do something in there too?
Omega Supreme Pro is very anti-inflammatory. What people don't understand is a lot of our food nowadays have been tampered with. For example, even when you have a so-called free-range beef, the last month or so, a lot of the farmers are sneaking by actually fattening up the cattle before they slaughter them by feeding them grains, and it increases the arachidonic acid. So if you did an analysis of the...
I didn't think you're not allowed to feed them grains.
They get away with it because the regulations are not tough enough. They can call them free-range, and then in the last month or so to fatten them up for slaughter, they feed them grains, and it increases the arachidonic acid that's pro-inflammatory.
When you say they, that can't be everybody.
It's the majority of the unethical branch of the so-called free-range beef people, because they want to get money by selling the cattle at, you know, market-ready, got to be fat enough. Now, if you got a really ethical company, they're going to tell you it's really free-range. So when you go to the right stores like you do, Fraser Farms and Trader Joe's, you're getting true free-range beef that's, you know, it only eats grass and wild things, you know.
Right. Well, what if I go to Walmart?
Well, you got to make sure it's certified. So, you know, Walmart's interesting because sometimes they'll certify something and they have the highest quality in some products, but you got to be careful to read the labels and find out the name of the company and check it out.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bill, I don't want to start getting into it. We only got a little bit of time left here before the break.
Uh-huh.
And I have a bit of an email here to read. So would you go and do me a little favor and go under Shop Products, or no, just go on the front page. Scroll down. Don't bother with that. We don't have enough time. Can you just read off the specials for this week?
Yeah, the specials for the week are, you mean featured products, right?
No, the sale prices.
Sale prices are Vitamineral Max, $39.95.
And by the way, the Vitamineral Max was back ordered a couple weeks. They all went out yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
I apologize for that. But
Power C Plus, $39.95.
Oh, $39.95.
Yeah, and Elagic Acid, $29.95. DNA Repair. And Alamax, 30 capsules, $26.95. That's a really good price.
That is. And now the Alamax is 180
milligrams. Right.
Whereas the Allicin-Med is 650.
Yeah.
600. The Allicin-Meds are powerful.
Yeah, if you want to have the most power and the best price per milligram, the Allicin Med, but you want a small bottle of 180, we got a great price now.
We'll be back shortly with all the emails.
And,
all of your emails.
Only hour we don't take callers. Every other hour we can take callers on topic. We're answering your questions now.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutriMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You stay well with NutriMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com. Contact us at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutriMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutriMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. And, of course, we have Misha here. And you had a big email, so we wanted to wait until the break was over. Go ahead, honey.
That's right. We're going to start with Rob Bill from right up the road in San Marcos, California.
Beautiful place, San Marcos. We're Oceanside Vista, which is sort of up in the mountains here. It's the one of the fifth ideal climates on the planet. Very, very moderate.
San Marcos has big mountains, too.
Yeah, I know. Very nice. It's very mountainous. Very beautiful terrain here compared to even the East Coast. And very, very nice.
Well, the East Coast is beautiful, too. Hey, don't mock the East Coast.
No, I call the West the best coast. Instead of the West Coast, I call it the best coast.
I don't know.
I don't know. We live on the East Coast. There's too many storms. Too much rain.
Oh, you mean just for the weather. Yeah. But, you know, like, think of New Hampshire and think of New England in the fall. I mean, gross.
Yeah, but I think whatever happens to the Democratic Party, it's going to change considerably. You know, people like our current governor, who we actually signed.
Oh, my gosh. You know,
he's
going to
go.
And
the Dems. I'm just saying.
Rob. We're back to Rob.
You know, I like Klobuchar, by the way. When I listened to her little blurb, she's a moderate. And I can't believe it. I said, she's actually... makes sense.
Bill, we're not talking politics. This is my hour.
I know. I want to tease you.
No, you want me to hit you.
Okay.
I can't do that. I need you to answer the questions.
Give me a kiss and I'll answer your question.
Oh, God. Here. Okay.
Go ahead.
Gosh, Bill. Hi, Dr. Bill. Now, actually, this isn't very funny. I'm at the ER with my son for a bad break on the wrist. I have a lot of supplements from you now, but what can my son take to expedite healing? Thank you for everything you do and who you are. And then his next email, because he was at the ER, it says, my 12-year-old son has a really bad broken arm. So it was his arm. And I'm assuming Red Deer Velvet would expedite healing. What's the maximum dose you would suggest? And I'm also giving him full K2, Power C, and Cell Defense.
Well, the number one one he hasn't mentioned is Bone Generator. You should be taking 6 capsules, half hour after 2 largest meals.
6 for a child?
Yes.
6?
Yeah, because he's a teenager. His bones are going to have high metabolic turnover.
Well, you have to do like I do for Kelsey, open it up. And you know those bone generators, when you open them, they slide right out nicely.
Yeah, very nice. Okay, so the next thing is you need to take Micell D3. Even if you think he has a tan, you have to assume somebody has a low vitamin D. So give him 4 of those twice a day. Micell D3, Myco D2, 2 twice a day, and the Collagen Max. That's because you have a broken bone. That's only the first month. You can drop the dosage after that to half.
Oh, okay.
And then Collagen Max, 1 twice a day. Red Deer Velvet, I'd recommend for a teen, probably 2 capsules twice a day. And Oncomycin, 2 caps twice a day. And the reason is you're trying to regenerate the bone. You can drop the dosage in half in a month. Because you're trying to regenerate the bone.
Because it is a bad...
And then if he has a lumen photon, he wants to put it on NICA setting, NACO, which is a combination of frequencies, and put it over the bone, over the fracture site, and the cast, and it'll actually speed the healing of the bone.
Our next bill is Mark in an email.
Right.
A high doc recently found on your site... recently found your site.
Right.
Quick question. I'm 66 years young. Like that. Retired, pretty good health, eat real food and supplements, low stress life. I have had occasional arrhythmia since I was 33. To me, it feels like out of rhythm rather than fast beat. I can usually stop it pretty fast by blowing out and then taking a deep breath and then kerplunk on a large beat and she's back to normal. Last few years seems like I have bouts where I will have none for a month or two, and then 1 week I'll have quite a few. I keep thinking I must be missing a nutrient or a mineral. What kind of arrhythmia do you think this is, and what would you recommend?
Well, to start with, you should be on cardiovascular, usually 2 to 3 capsules 3 times a day. Mm-hmm. You should be taking natokinase to reduce blood viscosity so he doesn't form clots because he's got a fibrillation of his atria. He should be taking vitamin K2, which will decalcify the conduction pathways. CoQ10 Supreme is very important. And then you want to reduce the free radicals and the homocysteine in the wall, so you want to be taking BioLVR and Semethyl twice a day. And things to block the free radicals. Cell Defense Plus to reduce the inflammation in the conduction pathway, at least 2 to 3 capsules twice a day. We mentioned before H2-plex hydrogen and L-tryptophan B1, Cell Detox Glutathione, and Gamma E Plus. Now, we don't have to go the whole way to see if the arrhythmia stopped, but I'd start off with the cardiovasc, the full vitamin K2 and the natokinase, and the CoQ10 Supreme. If they don't stop within a month, then I would recommend that he contact me and we do a consult. He should probably do a Holter monitor for at least 72 hours. And I would also recommend a high-speed CT scan for calcium score of his arteries and conduction pathways. And we can do more advanced testing once we do a consult, which include a lipid cytokine analysis. We have a lab in Texas we do that with. We can do a systolic and diastolic viscometry. And we can even have a cardiologist do a His bundle study to look at conduction pathways to see if he's got a conduction blockade or abnormal foci. If his magnesium's low, which is also really important, he should be taking magnesium glycinate at least 3 capsules twice a day.
Next is our friend Henry from up in Corona, California. Good morning, Dr. Bill and Michelle. I have partially implemented the hearing loss program. I'm still recovering from the Southwest USA vacation. I need to order the molecular hydrogen, you mean the H2plex,
yeah.
A Cardiovasc and Nutridyne. My daughter Kelly asked me to help in researching the subject of vaccines. When people ask for help, I'm a person that, because I help other people, God educates me even more. And part of this research in helping others, not monetarily, blah, 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 blah. Okay, Henry.
Well, the first
this
thing
is long. Now, the question is, do you have a PDF or something that you can drop to him by email, Bill, to help?
Well, the link I would do is go to NVIC.org. National Vaccine Information Center, NVIC.org.
And that will actually...
Yeah, and I got an email from a health professional here just yesterday, and it's actually a California Legislative Assembly. Senate Bill 276, Chapter 278, and they actually put this law in, approved by Governor, Newsom. Mm-hmm. Boy, this guy's a bad guy.
Why? What is it?
It's a law that actually forces vaccinations on you, and you have no choice against it. If you don't take them, you can't go to school.
Oh, look at that. Scroll it up. By January, what is that? Scroll up a little bit more. 2021, January 1st, 2021. Oh, boy. Okay, we'll have to look at that.
That's okay. Again, remember, these are totalitarian control freaks. It's no different than being a communist empire like Russia or China. So what they want to do is they want to turn California into Commifornia. Do you like that new name?
Not really. Commifornia. Considering we live here, I don't think
that's
so.
That's okay.
Anyways, I don't see
I think the Democrats are actually going to destroy themselves, and there'll be a new version of the Democratic Party arise after 2024, because they're not going to get elected. They'll be completely wiped out, from what I can see.
Let's see. Next, Bill, is a gentleman called Agent Dave. Do you know who that is, Bill?
Agent Dave?
Yeah, I think it's regarding, it must be his wife, Mary. Dr. Bill, here we are sending up the County Health Department concerns about Mary's mercury level. Is this someone that you talked to before?
No, something was referred to me by somebody who listened to the program.
We have figured out two of the items she needs, Keeler Max and Sam Ethyl. And is the other item a zeolite?
Yes, the other one, zeolite, is very inexpensive, and it's the only non-ashwagandha zeolite.
Good.
And also, if you're going to take those, you need to take your Vitamin Mineral Max and Minerals Plus, because you're going to pull up some good minerals,
yes,
too.
Right.
So you want to take one each of the Vitamin Mineral Max and Minerals Plus while you take the other ones to hold the bad stuff.
Barbara from Montana. Hey, Barbara, I know she's now moving back to California. She didn't like it too much up there. She's too spoiled with the California weather. So she says, hi, Dr. Bill, I've been on the products you recommended for IBS and chronic diarrhea and still no better, although it's been 2 weeks. I think I should buy the Allicin Med that you recommended. Oh, she didn't buy that.
Oh, okay.
I have also a candida yeast infection.
Yeah, she hasn't gone far enough on the basically starter protocol before she gives up. But I did recommend, she did do a test with her doctor.
Says here that I also had my physician here give me a stool kit, and I took the samples to the lab here to be sent off, and they all came back normal.
Yeah, but that's from the normal numbskull doctor. The numbskull doctors out there do not know how to do advanced stool tests, including DNA markers. So they're going to tell you the culture is normal, even though they can miss all kinds of very nasty
suffering.
Bugs.
Yeah, so
what I'm going to do, first off, is we're going to bump up her antipathogenics and recolonize her gut with Living Probiotic Ultra, and Berberstatin. And if this still doesn't settle, then we're going to do advanced cultures at advanced labs that have DNA markers and everything. So, I will solve the problem. In other words, we will make her well, but we will not be, it'll be just despite her local doctor. Now, I'll train her doctor if you're willing to, but I find a lot of times, even if they are convinced that we did a miracle to their patient, they don't want to get trained because they figure they're going to get in trouble with the licensing authority. Because the licensing authority are populated in every state by knuckleheads, people that are basically intellectually and ethically inferior, and they don't give a damn except they want to stay in power. Right?
Michael Bill, pardon me, from Sacramento, California. Hi, Dr. Deagle. A few weeks ago, you provided a protocol for my wife for hypothyroidism.
Right.
She's been on the protocol for approximately 3 to 4 weeks, and as you instructed, she's been taking a temperature daily before getting out of bed. And these are her temps. It looks like the lowest one here was like 97.37, and then it goes up to as high as, 98.45 is the highest one.
Yeah.
So that's, I guess I need to give that to you, right? So she will continue with the protocol you provided to me via voicemail, and if you have additional suggestions, let me know. So how is she doing?
No significant change from what I can see, although a few days are not too bad.
Right.
We went up some. I would suggest you add 4-scholine and make sure she's taking her Neutrodyne and selenium cruciferate and cell detox glutathione to increase thyroid activation.
Yeah.
If it still is poor, we would then add peptides for the thyroid, vascular peptides too. And, of course, the red deer velvet and oncomycin regenerate your gland. And we can also use thyroid lumen photon to regenerate the gland, and we put it on frequency number 5 for thyroid regeneration, right over the gland. 30 minutes, 4 times a day.
Okay, where are we? David, in an email. Dr. Bill, can you please email me the protocol for valley fever? What's that, valley fever?
Valley fever, it's a particular bacterium that spreads usually in the valley. It's actually in the valley in Northern California. And I would say just take our antipathogenics, Neutrodyne, 15 drops in water 3 times a day, inhalation with NutriSilver, 6 sprays every 4 hours, and Alisomed, 1 capsule 3 times a day, Nutrimune 26Y, 2 capsules 3 times a day, and NutriDefense, 2 capsules 3 times a day, and the valley fever will go. And bye-bye. And of course, you probably should do inhalation with a nasal spray of the silver as well. It's just taking it orally. And we have a little nasal spray bottle, so when you request it, we have the empty nasal spray bottle. You can just switch the top and then use it for your nose as well.
William, in an email, hi, Dr. Bill. Let's see, on 12/21, that will be December.
Right.
I saw a cardiologist due to tightness and tiredness in the left calf from walking very short distances. After tests were run, the cardiologist scheduled me for a procedure to insert a stent in my left thigh where blockage was detected.
Right.
The procedure went well, and I can walk normally. And my doctor said my cholesterol was 196, non-fasting. And I told him I thought that sounded about average, and he snorted it and said he wanted it 130. He goes, yikes.
That's called what's called a castration level. So you need a cholesterol to make LDL cholesterol
to
make your hormones.
Well, listen to the rest of this. This should be actually anonymous, and I only said the name William. That could be anybody. Against my objections, he ordered 40 milligrams of Lipitor. I told him I would then have to take CoQ10, and on that one point, he did agree. I'm on this for 7 days now, and in the morning, I no longer have my morning erection.
Bye-bye.
Which I consider
to be
my barometer of health. Since hardening of arteries occurs, I'm seeking alternative remedy. Yeah, well, there you go, Bill. There you go. It doesn't take long, does it?
Well, he's working with a globalist to try to reduce the human population by making sure erections don't happen
anymore.
So
what can you give this gentleman?
Tell him to get rid of that doctor, and if need be, get a local functional medicine doctor. Belongs to our Academy of American College for Advancement of Medicine would be the biggest group. And then I would say to just take my nutraceuticals. First off, forget the cholesterol. Cholesterol is whatever it has to be. What you want to do is get rid of free radicals and oxidative stress. So you want to be taking a BioLVR, Cardiovasc, Omega Supreme Pro, Natokinase to reduce blood viscosity, and things to stop the damage to the blood vessel wall like S-methyl, and gets rid of homocysteine. And taking Natokinase at least 3 capsules twice a day, we can monitor your blood test and to look at the cardiac cytokine levels and free radicals. So your doctor's an idiot. There's no excuse for him. Do get away from him, or he'll either not only... He's actually functionally castrated you with Lipitor. That's what he's done. That's why, bye-bye, buddy, no more morning erections, okay? Sorry, doctor, you're an idiot. No, it's really aggravating.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo and so much.
And welcome back, Mishi. And we have some more questions and comments. The last segment here. Friday the 13th, and I don't believe in triskaidekaphobia, do you, Mish?
Of course not. It's God's world.
Yep.
Okay, John, in an email. I have serious hay fever allergies, dirt, dust, mold, and pollen. I've had a couple of broken bones in the past 5 years from very low velocity impacts, and I'm worried I have light bone density.
Right, two problems already.
And also, if the limitless drug, what's this, modafinil, what's that?
Yeah, but modafinil, yeah.
What's that?
It's a medical drug.
Is it, if it actually works, is there a similar product, it says, that's in your NutriMeds?
Why would he want to have a drug?
I don't know. What is it?
What's well, it certainly, for? I don't even want to discuss what it's for, because most doctors, 95% of doctors are inappropriately using drugs. 87%, even according to the FDA, are inappropriate drugs, like using antidepressants in teenagers. It's not even approved. Did you know that? So for sinuses, first the allergies, yeah. I just recommend Allerblock three times a day and high-dose Power C, let's say three capsules three times a day.
Right.
And then you can take nasal to get rid of infections. Nasal, Nutrisilver, four to six sprays four times a day.
And for bone density, we already covered in the show.
Yeah,
don't have to cover it again.
Yeah, bone generator, you know, Collagen Max, etc. Yeah.
Next bill is Brenda.
Uh-huh.
Brenda, an email. My name is Brenda. A friend of mine introduced you to me. About 3 years ago, I was diagnosed with spinal stenosis C4, 5, and 6, and may have attributed to the uneasy pressure of my throat and teeth. Beginning this year, numbness and tingling set in on both my hands and feet, and an MRI showed herniated discs in the neck area. Then my left ear started hearing back a ground echo, and the ENT doctor asked me to take high blood pressure medicine, Triamcinolone,
yeah, it's just a diuretic.
Which I took for 3 weeks. At the same time, my tongue and lips also experienced numbness and tingling, but the MRI on both my brain and neck were negative.
Right. The first thing is, MRI often overdiagnoses spinal stenosis. If you look at males over age 40, 42% have a spinal stenosis.
What is spinal stenosis?
Where you get a compression down, it looks like on the x-ray on the spinal canal or nerve roots, below T11, T12, you just have nerve roots. You don't have any spinal cord anymore.
Oh.
And the only way to actually tell is to do a advanced testing. The neurologists do a thing called EMG-NCV test, and it's only about 45% sensitive to picking it up. The best test to tell if you've got it is to do a more advanced studies. You can do a special MRI scan where you put the radiomagnetic dye around the spinal cord nerve roots, which is kind of invasive. But the simplest thing to do is it's called axonpain.com nerve mapping. And if they contact me, I can refer them to a clinic that can do a nerve mapping, and then I can review it with them in a consult.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll tell you which nerves are causing the problem. The thing is that...
Did you say Brenda?
Brenda, yeah, she... here's the problem. Doctors are over-treating it because then they do major surgery, like spinal stenosis surgery.
Yeah.
And then they usually will actually cause compression of the nerve exits to foramen above and below the fusion site, so it actually makes things worse.
Oh, that's why she started to get the numbness in her face and everything else after that, didn't she mention after the surgery?
Yeah. A lot of time afterwards, because basically the most common thing is not that you're getting spinal cord compression, because you'll see gliosis on an MRI scan, it's that you're actually damaging the nerve as it exits the foramen on the side. And so the spinal surgery actually causes foraminal stenosis.
Wow.
Yeah. And
that's
medical
legal. Sad for her.
Well, when I do medical legal cases, and
What can she do?
Talk to Dr. Deagle.
So I'll just give you.
I'll start her protocol. I'll give her some more advanced information. Right. She can go back and get tests with her local doctors and neurologists and so on.
Tammy from New Jersey. I was told that I'm most likely insulin resistant. My mother and brother are diabetic. So I was wondering if I should follow the same insulin resistance plan that you indicated for my husband, Tom, or would it be slightly different for me? I'm 5'3" and weigh 139 pounds. I can't lose the 20 pounds that I gained 5 years ago, no matter what I do.
Well, most people, they did a study at the University of Philadelphia weight loss program. And this is about 12 years ago. And they actually had over 2,000 people that were pair matched for height and age and sex. And they found out the people that are naturally overweight, when they get them down to ideal weight on a diet, they have to keep their food intake down 25 to 40% below the normal for the person the same age, height, and sex, otherwise they'll get fat again.
Yeah.
So their metabolic rate's low, and if you do a test called a MET test, where you clamp their nose and have them breathe oxygen, breathe out, their total metabolism rate is below normal. And they often have elevated reverse thyroid hormone, which we can reverse. We have to increase mobilization with things like the lipoflush and forskolin to actually mobilize calories. We have to increase sensitivity of the muscle to insulin, so your muscles will take up sugar and burn it off. You have to stay on a glycemic index diet where you eat foods below a glycemic index of 20. So no ice cream, no bread, no sugar, anything over a glycemic index of 20, fruit and vegetables. And I usually recommend you have what's called a keto diet, which means you start eating around noon and you stop eating at 7 and don't eat after that. And you should be substituting meals with glycemics, drink, take dibetalene with each large meal, two capsules, biotin plus with each large meal, and berberstatin and one leptin metabolic in the morning. And then we have our monatomic minerals. Copper, zinc, chromium, vanadium will help you increase insulin sensitivity in your muscle.
Does the glycemic drink have a lot of the vitamins and minerals and things?
Yes, it does.
In the life support?
No, it doesn't.
It's different.
It's good for, well, you can actually take a half dosage of the drink before you have a meal, and it'll block the carbohydrates because it's got a special product in it called NC. It'll actually block carbo absorption. So
wouldn't you recommend you mix that glycemic meal with the life support to
get all that extra? Yeah, and you don't need a full dose. You can take a half dosage of the glycemic when you have the life support.
Yeah. Bethany from Colorado. Dr. Deagle, my question is pertaining to my friend's son who has Meniere's disease. Would you say that the most important supplements for this condition are ear care, which we just got a bunch in. It was back order, Bill. Allicin Med and NutriSilver. He's 42 years old.
Yeah, but you want to also get rid of free radicals, so I'd add cell defense, H2-plex hydrogen, cell detox glutathione, ultrathione, B1, and gamma A+.
What is Meniere's disease?
It's where the problem is there's inflammation in the balance mechanism of the ear and in the middle ear mechanism itself, in the cochlea. And in Meniere's, you've got a chronic viremia and inflammatory cytokine levels are elevated, and they cause loss of the hair cells. As the hair cells die, they can have a Meniere's attack, right? The middle hair cells in the canal.
Okay, next is...
So you got to stop the free radicals, get rid of the stealth pathogens, and then regeneration would be red deer velvet, oncomycin, and we have CNS peptides and vascular peptides that you want to take twice a day for the first month and then back it off after that. And ear lumen photon on 7 for reducing inflammation and 3 for regeneration.
Mark Leica, so this is a funny name. Anyways, he's from Okinawa, Japan.
Right.
Hello, Dr. Bill Deagle. I'm a big follower of your show. I live in Okinawa with my family because we fled the north 2 days after Fukushima. How long ago is Fukushima now?
Fukushima happened in 2000, and I think it is 11.
Yeah.
It's 8 years now.
Anyway, we started taking your supplements. I knew they took the Nutridyne there, along with eating local food as much as possible. I was wondering... I won't read that. What do you recommend for people who plan to stay here for a long... I guess he's going to stay there for at least another 5 years, right?
Right.
So he goes on just to say that... basically, his questions right here. Is the Nutridyne and NutriDefense enough to protect from radiation?
No. No. Nutridyne is going to block radioiodine, and NutriDefense will block and kill viruses off.
Right.
But you're going to need to have other things to grab the heavy metals, like Keeler Max and ultrazeolite and some methyl and bio-LVR. In terms of the... if you take those detox agents for heavy metals, you also want to take Vitamin Max and Minerals Plus. You want to take also things to stop the free radicals. Again, remember, radiation causes free radical damage. That's why the primary thing when you get exposure to a nuclear weapon at a distance is X-rays. It's like a giant X-ray. So, for example, the 9/11 happened. It was an X-ray happened inside the building, and people were hit, and their cells turned to 50,000 degrees in a picosecond and exploded into dust.
What?
They were basically X-rayed to the point where their cells exploded. There's micronukes inside the building, okay? And I have the isotope analysis, so I've been trying to do analysis for a while. But anyway, what he's talking about there, actually, believe it or not, in northern, if you're south of northern Japan, you're actually at less risk than in northern Japan.
He was saying that, and I didn't read it. He said Okinawa is safer than California, radiation-wise.
He's right, because we're in the tailpipe of it.
So because the wind and the
goes it actually doesn't go it doesn't go this way, it goes further north, because people don't realize how far north Japan surrounding sits on the North American plate. Most of Japan sits on the North American plate, the same plate as North America.
Yeah.
And so the actual stream tends to go toward British Columbia and northern, say, Washington State. It's very unlikely for it to directly affect California.
What about Alaska, no?
It goes further south. The radiation has three levels. Deep water along the trenches in the bottom of the ocean, surface water, and then basically tropospheric. And I recommend that we do testing in the aircraft that are flying. Actually, the airlines from Malaysian Airlines actually cut out years ago. People do more than one tour of Malaysian Airlines because they're directly in the stream of radiation from Fukushima to North America. and they're having skin lesions and hair falling out and everything. So they actually cut them back. So air crews could only do one air crew flight along Malaysian Airlines to North America, say Vancouver, once a month.
Gee.
Nasty. And by the way, I haven't fixed anything, and all the service companies are American. None of them are Japanese. TEPCO is just an umbrella company. Every single one of the service companies are American. And we aren't doing a damn thing over it.
Are you ready for the next question?
Absolutely.
JD in an email. Hey, Dr. Bill, I just received my protocol for pinworms parasite elimination. I'm wondering how much Neutrodyne and colon cleanse to take a day. The protocol doesn't specify, nor on the bottle.
Well, colon cleanse one twice a day, and the Neutrodyne 15 drops in water 3 times a day. I'd also probably add Allicin Med and Nutrimune 26Y. Pinworms are not easy to get rid of, and they can grow everywhere. They can even grow in your sinus cavities. I've had actually patients I've actually seen with a scope pinworms inside their sinuses.
Well, this is funny. This is an old email here that's sent to me from Tom from Maine. Bill, it's just a few funny things. It says, only in America. Everything's only in America. You ready for a couple of things?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's humor, right?
Yeah, he says a couple things here. Only in America do people order double cheeseburgers, large fries, and a Diet Coke. Only in America do banks leave both doors open and then chain the pins to the counters. only in America do we buy hot dogs in packages of 10 and buns in packages of 8. That's funny. You find that funny? So,
yeah.
Only in America do drugstores make the sick walk all the way to the back of the store to get their prescriptions, while healthy people can buy cigarettes at the front. That's funny. Okay. And this
I love
one
that.
More.
I love that. You see, what he's doing is he's picking up the, you know, my primary thing on the show?
What?
Anomalies and paradoxes are answers to a question you haven't asked yet. So what he's showing is he sees a paradox, like the front and back of the store.
Yes.
Or people adding diet drink to a double, burger.
Right.
And he's raising the fact is a question, which is the best way to think. Don't think you have the answer. Ask better questions. That's why humor basically is all questions.
Well, you know what else? There's one more that he said I like. Can a pizza get to your, and only in America, can a pizza get to your house faster than an ambulance? I think my neighbor would agree with that.
I think that's true, yeah. So what you do is you order a pizza with a stretcher.
Oh, my. That's funny.
And they get there, and then they can just pull you off, and then once the pizza guy gets you on the stretcher, the ambulance can take you away, and it arrives 5 minutes later.
Do I have time for another question, Doug?
Yes, you do. Go ahead.
Victor from Colorado. Hello, Dr. Bill Deagle and Michelle Deagle. Whoa, it's telling the whole
you're the host.
I have a question about the skin condition vitiligo, a condition that turns your skin white. From what I see written, the cause is considered unknown. He said, is it... He's asking you if it's
you got immune cells that attack the melanocytes in the skin, and it's caused by stealth pathogens. So what you do is get their antipathogenics on the skin, Neutral Silver, and anti-inflammatories, curcumin and pregnenolone, and then you take our immune system function things to help get rid of the vitiligo.
Thank you for listening. God bless you. Don't forget the NutriMedical.com
and
NutriMedical.
We'd love to have you become part of the family. You'll get nice care.
Good
you can
care.
Always contact Dr. Bill, and he'll give you a free consult.
Have fun, Bill.
Hour 2 coming up with Harley Schlanger, and hour 3 by Dr. Betty Martini and Dr. Joe Elid. You're welcome to bring in questions, too. Just keep them on topic. 818-818-6401. Back in a moment. Stay tuned. Have some fun and learn some things.
Which is most important.